What are the key elements that families should take and look for when receiving a building contract?
The first thing to remember is you're in control here. You're the consumer. This is your money. You're paying for this amazing outcome. So you need to be really clear and concise from the beginning about what you want. What you want included may not always be included.
Hey guys, welcome to The Builder's Edge. I'm Norm Wales from Norm Wales Constructions. Now, for me, the whole purpose of this podcast here is to bring a little bit more awareness around the construction industry. I've been feeling for many, many years that there's not enough helpful information out there to support you guys to make the right choice. Now, we are a smaller family independent building company, and we're not here to build everybody's home. But we would definitely love to be able to work with you to facilitate your dream home. But if we don't build your new home, we want you to be able to make the right decision in choosing the right builder for you. So hopefully the information that I'm able to provide through this podcast can be informative and helpful that you can now create your dream home. So I hope you enjoy it and thanks for watching. So Nicola, before we jump into this podcast here, can you tell us a little bit about how you got where you are today? And then why you care so much about helping families build their dream home?
So I come from a regulatory background and had dealt with disputes for many, many years, building disputes, and saw a huge need to not only come over to this side and educate the industry, but to also, you know, be that point of call for consumers to be able to give us, master builders obviously, take calls from consumers as well. So to be able to be that just that one point of contact for everybody and, have everyone doing the right thing out there essentially.
No, that's great. We definitely need that there. Just, get a nice balance out there so people can have a place to refer back to and, gain the information that they require to make the best decision. So that's great that you are there to help people. So when it comes down to families, going into a building contract, what are the key elements that families should take and look for when receiving a building contract?
Yeah, so I think first and foremost in Queensland, it's important to know that the building construction industry is actually regulated by the Queensland Building Construction Commission. And as part of that, under Schedule 1B of the Act, the contracts are also regulated. So it's very, very important to know that your contract is a legal binding contract, that it's a regulated contract, that it meets all of the clauses and the legislative requirements. Yep. Prior to signing anything. And I will often say to people, if you don't know, go and seek legal advice. Do not sign anything. It's a legal binding document. And if you are not sure, go and get some legal advice before you sign anything at all.
Yeah, that's right. And a good reputable builder should be very open and forthcoming to, even tell the consumer that there, so then there's no hidden secrets there.
Absolutely. Yep, yeah. Absolutely. Understand things about what you've discussed. What are the exclusions? What are the inclusions? Go through that contract with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that everything that you've talked about in the negotiation phase or the discussion phase when you've been planning your dream home is actually included in that contract. That's and not right. Excluded.
That's right, and it should be very black and white there. It should be simply yes or no, not this in between, I'm half pregnant sort of style aspect that it's just, all written in jargon and can't be understood, it's really important that the consumer does understand what they're getting.
Yeah.
And as I say, it's a simple yes or no. We all know what that normally means. It's a green light, red light sort of style. Definitely having that knowledge and understanding what they're getting by taking that next step. And if they don't know, definitely speak to someone that can assist them.
Paying that little bit of money to speak to a lawyer, or a construction solicitor will save you a lot of money in the long run.
Yeah, look, so it is. Sometimes you just got to spend that little bit more there to sometimes save a lot more.
Absolutely.
That's great advice. So I guess how can homeowners protect themselves from hidden clauses and unexpected changes there? Like, obviously we mentioned, going to a solicitor and that there as well, but what else can they do you know, to make sure that, you know, what they're getting, they are getting, and they understand that?
Well, look, I think the first thing to remember is you're in control here. You're the consumer. This is your money. You're paying for this, you know, this amazing outcome. So you need to be really clear and concise from the beginning about what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have that conversation with your builder straight away. This is your budget. This is what we want. And, you know, just have that conversation. Communication is key, especially when you are finding the right builder for yourself. You need to be able to make sure that you are communicating effectively with that person. So, you know, be upfront and make sure that you're clear about what you want included before signing any contract. I've actually made a few notes because I want to make sure that, you know, when I'm talking today, I'm referencing everything want to reference. So ensure the scope of work, the plans, the specs and everything you negotiated are reflected in the price. If you're unsure, again, get independent legal advice. If you are not sure, do not sign anything. Never feel pressured to sign anything.
That's right.
You know, if your gut is saying, oh, this isn't sitting right with me, go and see a lawyer.
And I often say the same thing, you know, follow your gut. You know, it's normally the first thing that's going to say if it's right or not.
And how often do you hear that when someone says, oh, you know what, my gut was saying, this just wasn't right for me?
Look, and if it doesn't feel right, you know, or the opposite, if it sounds too good to be true, sometimes it's too good to be true as well. So it's a bit of a tip of the scale on that aspect.
Absolutely.
Of
Yep. Understand negotiations and discussions prior to the formation of the contract, because what you want included may not always be included. So that's you right. need to make sure that, again, that conversation that you had is actually formally in writing. A lot of disputes I see is we get to the end of a stage and the stage payment is issued and the consumer says, well, hang on, what about, you know, those gold-plated door handles I wanted? And it's like, oh, no, they weren't included.
Yep.
So, yeah, just make sure that you read it and you read it again before you sign anything.
It is, and that's, I guess, when it comes down to, you know, what common sort of contract misunderstandings, you know, how can that lead to, like, delays and additional costs and that down the line? Like, you know, what impacts by not communicating and having that open understanding of what's in the contract? Like, what are the outcomes if that's not, you know, clearly... you know, out there?
It always ends in dispute. There's no other outcome. It always ends in dispute. You know, you've got an unhappy consumer, you've got an unhappy builder, and then that relationship breakdown happens. And once that happens, it's very, very hard to fix. So you have to make sure that all of these conversations happen before, you know, the shovel even goes in the ground, essentially. You need to make sure that you are both on the same page before building work commences.
And obviously you'd have an arsenal, unfortunately, of stories out there that have gone in the wrong direction there.
Yeah.
You know, like, can you sort of share what you can in regards to, you know, some things that have gone wrong and maybe how they could have been avoided?
I think the biggest thing that I see is that lack of communication, you know, that both parties haven't communicated effectively from the beginning. And I mean, we're going to talk about this later anyway, but, you know, the variations to the contract, variations to the scope, things have changed and haven't been communicated back to the consumer. And the consumer goes, oh, well, I didn't know anything about that. And then, you know, here we are.
Yeah, look, it's a common thing, and that's something that we pride ourselves on there is communication. Yeah. And for me, as I say it, is the good, the bad, the ugly, it doesn't matter what it is, it should always be communicated, because at the end of the day, it's all going to have to come out. You're best communicating from the beginning and working through little things. And you know, if there is a little hurdle there, okay, it's a speed bump. See if you can iron that out. Focus on what the outcome needs to be and make sure that's right for both parties or all parties that happen to be involved, and find a resolution to that there. You know, it's got to be a win-win situation, you know, and I think if everybody involved have that open to being able to resolve things like that there before it even gets to yourselves and escalates that far, you know, it'd be a much better experience to begin with.
Yeah, we're talking about money as well, you know. We're talking about, you know, some people are making the biggest investment they'll ever make in their lifetime.
That's right.
And, you know, it's just so important that before they go and spend a huge amount of money that they know that they're spending it in the right way.
It is, and 100%, like, you know, it is the biggest investment that anyone generally makes is building a new home.
Yeah.
So feeling comfortable with who you're jumping into that with there is very important. And, you know, for people to be able to communicate all their concerns and, you know, fears or problems there, they're best being open and honest from the beginning, you know, so then the builder can help them through that process.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, you know, too many things have happened, and I guess there's that many horror stories out there that, you know, yes, the consumer's got to sort of keep their cards close to themselves, you know, because there has been some unfortunate sort of, you know, builders do maybe not the right thing out there, but it doesn't mean everybody does that.
That's right.
You know, so it's really important that, you know, everyone's on that same page. And like I said, I'm a big believer of the communication aspect there. If you can communicate, keep things black and white there, it makes it a much more enjoyable experience for everybody involved, you know. So really, like, for yourself there, how do building contracts in Australia differ, you know, like I guess from other parts of the world, you know, because, like, there's a big difference when people are coming over here understanding, like, our codes are, you know, very superior, I guess, to other parts of the world, which is a fantastic thing.
Yes.
You know, and I'm very proud of that there. You know, like, I don't mind going on a holiday every now and then, and you go to places, but, you know, there's a difference of how we construct things and it's not out of bamboo and things like that, you
this
know.
This is so true. And that's a great question. And we were talking about this in the office, you know, when it was put out there that, you know, how I've never really thought about it until I was asked. I kind of thought, that's a great question. You know, we're dealing with people who have moved to Australia from elsewhere. We're dealing with consumers that have moved here from interstate. And even an interstate move, there can be a huge difference in our contracts here in Queensland as opposed to a contract in New South Wales, because our regulated contracts are different. They're regulated by the QBCC and they're regulated by Department of Fair Trading or whoever it is that regulates their industry. So, so different.
But even with the conditions and things like cyclonic conditions, you know, being probably the bigger one that's out there, like people that are moving from further south that don't understand.
Yeah, up to Cairns or, you know,
Yeah, so you come to, you know, tropical North Queensland sort of style there, it unfortunately does have costs associated with when it comes down to construction. And we see that from trades moving up here, not understanding the code themselves. Yeah. So that can be a problem.
Yeah.
You get, you know, migrating builders, start businesses that, you know, they might be great builders, but they don't understand actually what code is in that area. And then same thing, you've got the consumer that will come up here that have built in the past, but then they don't realise that the additional costs that are affiliated with that sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
So, it is a big difference, you know what I mean? And I guess that's where it's a matter of them understanding the zone that they're moving to, you know, doing a bit more planning. Yeah.
And our builders as well, you know, I mean, that's a great point that you've made, that, you know, we do have builders. I mean, we migrate a lot in the building industry, as you know, we'll generally follow the work. So, it's so important to know that if you're going from one state to another, what the rules and regulations are in that state, because they can differ so much.
It could just be that one little thing that could really end up in a disaster as well.
And it does. I mean, we're one of the most heavily regulated states in Australia, building construction industry here. And, you know, the unfortunate thing for our builders and industry is when things do go south and, you know, the consumer will go to the QBCC, that can just go badly very, very quickly for our builders. So education is key. I'm not pushing what I do, but I would always say, if you are not part of an association, why not?
That's right.
How are you surviving out there without having all of that information at your fingertips? I feel that, you know, our industry is very exposed.
Yeah,
so,
100%. Yeah. No, I'd have to agree with you there. Yep. And, like, I guess getting into a little bit further, like, what should families know about variations, you know, and how they impact the overall project costs?
Oh, goodness. This is my bugbear. Probably 90% of the disputes I deal with are variations. So a variation to a contract can either have no effect, a huge effect, a minimal effect, but it can increase or decrease the cost of the original price. So I think it's really important that it starts with our industry. Okay, let's talk about that first. If there is something that has come up throughout the build and we know that there's going to be a variation to that cost, we need to have that discussion with our homeowner or with our consumer first and foremost to make sure that they actually have the financial capacity to be able to pay that variation. It needs to be approved, it needs to be signed, and it needs to be agreed to before that building work even commences. It's actually an offence under the Act to do that varied work without it being, you know, agreed to and approved. And that's one of the biggest disputes I deal with is, you know, that we get to the end, here's your stage payment, and, oh, by the way, here's all these variation invoices, and it's like, hang on, I didn't agree to that.
That's right. Like, and it is something that you hear a lot, you know, that's out there. And, you know, going back to how you said communication, if the communication is there at the beginning, these aren't a problem.
Yeah.
You know, look, no one wants a kinder surprise. You know, no one wants to have, you know, the rug pulled out from underneath them there. But, yes, unfortunately, things do arise and it's how they're handled.
That's
And, look, you know, sometimes it could be, you know, costs have gone up. Like, we'll live through the whole COVID period and all different things and had to manage, you know, weather that storm there. But also the consumer, like a good builder should give the flexibility of allowing changes too. And, yes, there may be some small charges and that affiliated to that there, but I guess the consumer must understand that the extra work that's involved for that builder to make those changes and go down, you know, that next path isn't just a five-second job. Like, there's some cost associated to those changes. Yeah. But then on the other side of it as well, understanding that customers, you know, they do change their mind and they shouldn't be in their rights to change their mind at the right times where things are. And, you know, if they do choose to change their mind there, that may trigger a variation to where things are, you know. So it's important that they understand that aspect, but all of that really should be very clear before even contracts are signed. You know, like a good builder should take them through that process there and, you know, list their PC items, list their PS items and understand what they are and understanding that they can go up or they can go down. There's a refund there for them, you know. So
I think it's also important to say that, you know, if you've got building work that is on foot and you request something changed yourself to your builder and you say, you know, look, I've actually decided I was out on the weekend and I saw this fantastic door and I've decided I want that and it's $5,000 more, you know, can you just go and grab it for me and install it? That's wonderful. And if the builder decides to do that, that's great. And you've had that conversation, but don't ever just have that conversation again. Make sure it is in writing.
Yes.
And our builders as well, we need to protect ourselves.
Yep.
You know, if we, the handshakes are a thing of the past, and I can say that my dad was a builder and I'd hate to imagine how many handshakes he did on site back in the day, but they are a thing of the past. Everything must be in writing now. So there, it gets to the end and there are no disputes.
That's right. And look, I must admit, for me personally, a handshake is a handshake and I always will be, you know, down that path, but I will also be very particular that you cross your T's and dot your I's.
Yeah.
And being like that, as you say, you have these discussions with refunds, changes, variations, whatever they happen to be.
Yeah.
But it's important before anything is actually done that it is actually then agreed upon, it is documented, you know, it's an email, it's signed. A written, you know, signed variation, everything's agreed to the price that is either to be refunded or, you know, if there's an increase or what that is there.
Yeah.
Then everybody's on the same page. Yeah. There should be no problems after that being done. Mm. You know what I mean? So
I see it a lot with renovation work. Sorry, I keep knocking the mic. Because, you know, a lot of the times with renovation work, the consumers are still living in a part of the home, so they're on site. So they'll often be walking up to the trades on site and saying, you know, why are you here today? Any chance you could do this? Or, you know, but if there's any change whatsoever to that original scope of work that is essentially going to increase the cost, yeah, do it. That's great. But don't do it until it's put in writing and agreed to.
And with technology we have there now, there's no reason why it can't be done pretty efficiently as well.
Yeah.
You know, so it works both ways, the way I see it, that obviously the builder's got to be professional and handle in that process and get things signed off properly, but it's also important that the consumer understands the process that needs to be taken. One, so they got clarity of actually, you know, what's going to happen. Mm. Two, there, that they then understand thoroughly what's going to, you know, be going through and what it's going to cost them. Do you know what I mean? So if everything is clear, there should be no problems with that.
Right.
You know, doesn't mean that it has to be always nice because, look, no one wants that kinder surprise and paying extra things. But at times that things do change, it's best to fix things there and then actually pay for it later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, making those tweaks and fine tuning, like, that should be something that you can do with your builder very comfortably, I believe.
Yes.
And like, when it comes down to, I guess, you giving a little bit of advice there, you know, to families looking to try and understand like the world of the, you know, building contracts and that there, what would be the final piece that you would say, guys, you must do this?
Honestly, I would always say get legal advice.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's up to you, and it could be a cost thing. I think that it's a legal binding contract, okay? This is something that you're entering into legally. There's money involved. If you don't understand what you're signing, and like we said before, you don't know what you don't know, okay? That's no one's right. A lawyer. Our builders aren't lawyers either. You know, they're very good at putting their contracts together. But, you know, if it gives you that extra peace of mind, go and spend that little bit of money, go and see a lawyer, get some independent legal advice before you sign anything.
And even on that, they're like 100% agree that if you don't know what you're getting,
First
of all, I believe you should be, you know, having a conversation with your builders, see if they can clarify that to make it nice. Sometimes it's just wording. Like, there's that much builders jargon and lingo out there. You know, it's very hard to understand all of it. But, you know, like, definitely, you know, get legal advice. Like, it's until you know exactly what you're getting, you shouldn't be signing anything.
Yeah.
You know, and they must be comfortable and have that relationship there with the builder or that firm, you know, that there's that trust, you know that they're going to deliver what they said they're going to do.
Yeah.
But also, just on the solicitor aspect, it's probably important too that you're dealing with a solicitor that understands the building contract as well.
Yeah.
You know, and absolutely. But I guess having, you know, like master builders there, you know, you guys are also in here, so you can, you know, obviously take those phone calls.
Yeah, give us a call. Come in and see us. We don't offer legal advice, and generally we would say to a consumer, of course, we'll have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But generally we would say the same thing, you know, like always go and get independent legal advice if you are unsure.
Yep.
If you have already built that really solid relationship with your builder and, you know, you think that you're 100% confident and comfortable with what's being presented to you and is in front of you and you understand the contract. I mean, some of our builders are incredibly smart and are able to sit there and break those contracts down and explain it all. I mean, Master Builders contracts are fantastic. As you know, HIA have contracts, QBCC have contracts. I would always say that the Master Builders contract, and I'm going to say this because obviously, you know, I'm exposed to it quite regularly, but it's been put together to make sure that it protects both parties. So I think that, just have a good look at the contract. If you're comfortable with it, I'm not saying don't sign it. I'm just saying if you're not comfortable with it and you're not sure and you feel like you're not getting that reassurance from having the conversation with your builder, go and see your solicitor.
You know, that's great advice. And look, I tend to agree there. Like, so really, you know, a bit of a takeaway, you know, it's something that's big to us is communication, number one thing.
Yep.
If you don't know something, you know, get a bit more clarification around it. And, you know, if you're still in doubt with where things are, like, to cross your T's and dot your I's, go get some, you know, legal advice upon that there just to make sure that everyone's on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
No, wonderful. All right, Nicola. Well, look, really appreciate you being on the show today. But just before we wrap up and go into things a bit further, I'd like to ask just one last question. And we sort of call this one the get to know Norm jar. Now, some interesting stuff can come out of this.
Okay.
So there's no pressure. It's just want to find out there, Nicola, like, so if you could witness any event in the past, present or future, what would it be and why?
I'm not putting you on the spot at all.
So one event.
I would have witness. To... Does it have to be a major event or could it be...
Anything
I think I would love to see my parents get married, as silly as that sounds.
Okay.
Would have loved to have been present at their wedding.
Yeah. That's lovely. Oh, look, it's one of those things that each thing means something different to us all.
Yeah.
And, to witness something like that would be a very special moment. Yeah. So I love that. That's amazing. Thanks for sharing.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always welcome. All right. Thanks very much, guys, for tuning in to another episode of Builder's Edge. We'll see you next time.